Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
You think, if it's applicable, what do you think has been your resistance to feeling worthy about a thing that clearly you deserve it, though?
Past mistakes. I feel like some mistakes I've made in my life, I feel like I've deemed them to be so drastic that I use those mistakes to place a ceiling on my progression, you know?
Guys, you are worthy. If there's behaviors that you know you need to change, you're still accountable to make those changes to be better and position yourself for the thing that you want or you know you deserve. But we got to stop running from the idea or the notion that we don't deserve a thing and stand in the funk and maintaining an attitude, a lower level of expectation, a lower level of drive, because we feel like there's some, like you said, this ceiling that we've created.
Right.
In a lot of cases. Yes. I'm not talking about circumstances beyond your control, but like, you got to get out of the funk of, I don't deserve this because I didn't deserve it in another part of my life.
Right.
That's what growth is about.
They tried to count me out. I'ma gonna count me in. Fill up my bank account. Now I got something to spend.
What's good, family? Welcome to the Dead Son Show. We have meaningful conversations about life through the lens of fatherhood. It's forefathers, those with fathers, and the fatherless, so nobody's left out. These are the conversations we want our sons to access as they grow through life and manhood, so no topics are off limits. I'm one of your hosts, D. Johns.
I'm your other host, Jay Black.
What's good, my brother?
Man, we living. We good living.
I almost want to say welcome back. It feel like it's been a space of time, man.
Yeah,
where,
man.
You know?
Yeah, life, and as they say,
life in a good way, man. Yeah. How you been?
I've been good, man. Trying to get myself ramped up, you know. We can stop saying we trying not to date. We consistent
it's
enough.
Time,
we can drop some time stamps. Wrapping the summer up, trying to finish strong.
Yeah,
get these kids ready for school. Get me ready for school. So
less than a month.
Ooh. We under the 30-day mark.
Very under.
It's go time.
Very under. In the heart of Texas, man. Texas started early.
Yeah.
I guess I don't have an excuse of not being used to it now. I've been here 5 years,
yeah.
So I can't say that. But no, man, summer has crept by. As one of the early episodes reflected, this is a summer correction in this house. So we had to make some major adjustments.
Yeah.
And I won't belabor it because it's been, go listen to all of the episodes for one. Like, share, and subscribe before we get into it. All of those things. Check out the merch. It's a whole thing, dear son.
Yeah.
That script going crazy.
It is.
That script going crazy. This one will be released by the time this episode comes out. But thank you for the support. I don't say it enough. People are supporting in many ways.
Yeah.
The ebook is out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm thankful.
Yeah.
I'm seeing the sales every day, which is a good thing.
Yeah. That man an author. Yeah.
Titles. Yeah. Titles and designations, man. To God be the glory.
Absolutely.
In a very real way.
Yeah.
In all aspects of life right now. But man, it's been a good week, man.
Good. Glad to hear that.
It's been a good week.
Yeah,
I'm excited about the summer. It's not even so much the summer ending.
Mm-hmm.
I see this phase. I see this transition phase. The lights poking through the tunnel.
Yeah.
It is not fictitious. So I am I'm super grateful, man. Super grateful.
Yeah.
Your tribe is speaking up, man. I showed you the text message, but I don't know what people thought, man. A couple of y'all was like, "Oh, no, Jay Black."
Right. Like,
we live
right.
In addition to this,
and we can't cover everything. We're connected to and tied to a lot of people with a lot of just worthy stories and experiences,
right.
And that's ultimately the goal and the direction of the platform. It's not just, hey, what D John's doing? Hey, what Jay Black doing?
Mm.
We're also trying to give meaningful, detailed accounts of, hey, this is what happened to me in my life. Maybe you can relate. This is a mistake I made in my life. Maybe you can relate. So if it take us bringing in 30 more guys here and there, you'll see them.
Almost scheduled.
Yeah.
Almost scheduled. It's quite a few.
But thank y'all for that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. If you know, I mean, to be fair, I wasn't on the last episode. If you look at it chronologically,
right.
It was the part of the panel that you led from the Identity series.
Oh, see?
It's the last one that was put out. So
true.
Yeah, I make no mistake about, you know, it's not a secret that I am trying to work my way into a lesser capacity in front of the camera.
Not gonna happen. We're not gonna let it happen.
Here's the thing. Even when we continue to do this show, I'm just saying there'll be 8 other shows that I'm not gonna be on.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about that, man. What are you excited about, man?
I'm excited about vision, because far too often in my past, if I look back on my life, I can say, I don't want to say I kind of bumbled my way through life, but at the same time, some things I didn't get the vision until I was already in the middle of the work. And so that showed me that I was being guided, I was being led, but I wasn't necessarily choosing my path. You know what I mean? So I'll look up and thinking I'm supposed to be, or I am where I should be, and something will happen and it'll send me another direction, you know, opportunity in sooner than I thought it should have, bitter about it, angry about it, forced to move into another direction and do something different, only to look up 6 months to a year later and be like, man, I'm supposed to be here. But if things would have kept going the way they were going, I wouldn't have stopped what I was doing to even be in that position.
Yeah.
So I'm thankful for that, to where now it's more of a intentional, like I have a direction, like I'm going over here and it's falling in place. And I'm excited about that.
Man, I've never seen a roadmap with a straight highway.
Nah.
So in life, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Sometimes the quickest way, where they say the shortest distance is a straight line.
Yeah.
The shortest journey is probably twists and turns, though.
Absolutely.
Right? As long as you're not detouring where you're not supposed to.
Right.
But
right.
Even
right.
Then we get corrected and
don't
come
miss
back.
That part.
Yeah. And I think there's a value in what you said is while you were working, you looked up.
Yeah.
You weren't not working, waiting for the vision.
Right.
You was in there getting that experience and getting that work in. So that's a really good thing. Not to duplicate your answer, but as soon as you said that, I'm like, so I can take it a slightly different angle. I'm thankful for vision.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for seeing the vision come to life.
Yeah.
Because there's a period where we can't determine how long we see it before we start seeing the fruits of it or seeing the journey lead to that. But I'm actually seeing it, man. This week has been a week of confirmations. And the cherry on top was our conversation earlier.
Yeah.
I want to be like, yeah, we this, this, and this, but But I mean, as it normally does, that kind of leads into the topic for this discussion, man.
Right.
And I don't know if it's going to be short and sweet or what it's going to be. I know it's going to be meaningful.
Going to let it move us.
But we're talking about the curse of the unworthy.
The curse of the unworthy.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think a lot of men mask a feeling of unworthiness with other emotions, anger, despair, whatever it is. And sometimes our gripe with not being where we want to be is coupled with us feeling like we don't deserve to be where we want to be, man. Right. And that's been a big, big struggle. That's one of the things I can truly say I'm struggling with. You know, I'm trying to take that out of my vocabulary when it's not relevant. But I've been really bigly struggling on the bigly tip with just even things as simple as people getting what I'm trying to do.
Right.
The point is for people to get it, but it's like when people get it and say it's helping or keep going or we're in your corner and they're showing it in different ways.
Right.
I'm learning how to process that.
Yeah.
And I imagine that's a great problem to have, all things considered.
It is.
But thanks to even you being on this platform consistently, different level of accountability.
Man.
Right?
Right.
And it wasn't like you wanted to be on just to be on.
Right.
And I said, okay, just to take the pressure. I had a conversation with somebody earlier today. He was like, man, y'all work. I was on a podcast last night.
Yeah.
And the podcast host was like, I love that you did that. You love it. look at here.
Right.
But I don't want to ramble because I don't want this to be a monologue.
No. You know, listen, let it move.
Let's bounce it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't have no problem with it because same thing. Back on your point about we as men, and we try not to, you know, the disclaimer, we're not loading it or leaving women out. We just can't speak for women because we aren't women. So from a male perspective, same thing, man. It's if something doesn't happen, we've spoken before about how we'll internalize hurt and disappointment. You know what I mean? So if something comes up and it don't really fall in our favor, we have a vision. And you have to decide what the breaking point is. If this vision doesn't pan out, where do I stop? Where do I turn? Where do I go into a new direction? When do I shift to plan B? Without it being premature. You know what I mean? So what'll happen is I'm grinding. Speaking from a personal standpoint, there have been times in the past where I forced things to turn out or pan out. And I felt like it was like, okay, I told you don't do that. Go do it. And it was headache after headache after headache. Whereas some other things kind of seemed like they fell in my lap and they flourished. Mm. So you have to not fall in love with, if it don't fall in my lap, it's not going to flourish. It's not going to be like that every time. And some things you absolutely need to see that thing through and fight and fight and fight. And then once you fight through, it's like, okay, he really wanted, he worthy.
Yeah.
Now I'll let this thing kind of ease up because you put the work in to appreciate it and sustain it. That's the part that we have to realize that may be the lesson during the struggle of the vision seeming like I can't see the vision through. I haven't learned the lesson that it's going to take for me to sustain it on the other side.
On the other side.
Because what good is it for me to get it if it's going to be short-lived, if it was meant to be generational? You understand?
Yeah. And that's this is absolutely the right conversation.
Yeah.
Because I think about it, we've spoken about it before on, I think the episode was Now's the Perfect Time to Fail and Taking Chances.
Yeah, yeah.
But it is exponentially more daunting when you have dependents.
It is.
Six? Six I have. Right. Six I have.
Yeah.
And my wife is on a pursuit of that journey too.
Mm-hmm.
But we made a decision that I'm going to be responsible for the finances in the house.
Right.
And it wasn't about whose position is lower or higher. We made a conscious decision when she, number one, came out of the military.
Right.
After that, you know, we had the luxury because I want to be careful. Definitely a luxury for me.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a luxury for her in terms of being able to spend time with the children. Not that it wasn't difficult,
right?
But just being present with the children in their early stages of life I know the difference that has made, right? And then even when she went back to work, when we moved overseas, that decision again was, it makes more sense for you to go up on nurturing and me right. to go up on earning.
Right.
And now those two worlds are colliding. We're both as passionate about our purpose,
Mm-hmm.
And now the dynamic is for me learning how to support her.
Man.
Because I don't have the experience. Concept I'm familiar with when it's supporting me.
Well, pay attention to that right there.
When it's supporting me, because yeah. that's what, and the other thing, and talk about that embarrassment and unworthiness, I went from pick it up on your way home, go to the store, get bread, and you come out with a $200, you know, tab or
Absolutely.
Something. Now it's okay, bread and butter.
Yeah, yeah.
Do we still have butter?
Intentional.
Yeah, but it's not in terms of like poverty stricken, but having to be conscious of every dime. I know I needed that lesson because I didn't tricked off some.
As have I.
I have tricked yeah. off.
Yeah. Yeah, I can relate.
What should be wealth? What should be wealth?
I'm supposed to be somewhere right now.
You're supposed to be in the studio, the 30,000 square foot studio. If I'm telling it, it's nonsense because what do I know, right? But just the humility to be able to support and still chase my dreams with a high level of energy when I'm still disappointed almost daily in the business building aspect because things, you know, they shimmer in the morning and they dull by night.
Yeah.
Everything look promising.
Yeah.
this booking canceled, this thing, this invoice is not important to somebody, sitting on somebody's desk.
Correct.
It's that kind of thing. And it's when the income is not as predictable from a W-2.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
All of that, I know all of that has been weighing on me. And it's like, I got to catch myself at times not to rob them of the story, but not to create more battles because of my frustration, which is something I've been working through over the last better part of a decade.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this has been a real teachable fate. It's been a somewhat correction for me.
Which is good.
Yeah.
Which is good because it make it relatable.
Yeah.
And also a lesson I had to learn speaking on that is appreciate the fact that your internal drive won't allow you to be complacent with things not being in an order that you would prefer.
Right.
Because
prefer.
That to me is a recipe for deadbeat. You know, people throw that deadbeat word around loosely. They're like, oh, you don't send your kids money, you're a deadbeat. It's deeper than that.
Yeah.
Deeper than that.
and we're going to come back to that.
Oh.
We saw the comments.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
it might be a whole series on that dynamic.
Right. Uh-huh. So please understand that you are who you are because of that intestinal fortitude of I'm not doing enough. There's more that I can do. There's more that I want for my family. There's more that I want for my existence. If that wasn't your internal fire, then a lot of the things that you do want out of life and will have out of life, it'll just fizzle away.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people have to be mindful of going back to the curse. A conversation I had with a lifetime brother, friend of mine, came to my house yesterday. And we were sitting there talking about some of our childhood memories, about habits that have been instilled in us, right? And it was funny to hear him say what he said the way he said it until, like you put it, we realized it wasn't funny at all.
Mm.
So he was talking about how if he drop or have a misstep, he'll kind of be like, man, that was dumb of me. That was stupid. I shouldn't have done that. That was ridiculous. I do that to this day. God, that was stupid, man. That was dumb. Why did I do that? And his lady, she kind of talked to him about it. My wife talked to me about it all the time, but we use it as we explain it as, oh, that's our driving force. That's self-correcting, but it's not healthy because you're beating yourself. You're lashing yourself. You're talking yourself down. You're convincing yourself you're not worthy of getting it right, doing it right.
Right.
You know, because if you're constantly saying negative things and feeding yourself that negative energy, you're feeding into the curse of you being or feeling unworthy of something. You feel like, oh, that's not working out because that's not meant to be. Mm-hmm. That's not necessarily accurate. The timing may be off.
Right.
The lesson hasn't been reached and obtained yet, like we were talking about earlier. So if you just simply say, oh, that just avoided. I just avoided something that was going to burn me later. I had to reset. So now if I, you know, look at that, not to be kumbaya about everything, but we criticize ourselves for don't be so excited and so happy about everything. But then who says anything to us when we're so negative about everything? Let's balance that thing out.
Man, just hearing you unravel that made me realize that part of me talking down to myself or berating myself about having a failed opportunity or failing at a seemingly failing opportunity is resisting the lesson or the fact that the effort that I used, the effort that I exerted to get the result that I thought I wanted wasn't enough. And now I got to do more. Right. Because we fool ourselves into thinking that we're actually doing our best.
Right. Gave them all. Yeah.
And we really running 65, 68 on that.
Right.
And we present it in a way that, man, this didn't work out.
Right.
And I'm speaking for me.
Yeah.
I might be speaking to some others.
Me.
Not for some others, but I know for a fact my reaction is because I know that there's more I have to do.
Yeah.
And instead I start thinking about negotiating the goal versus the effort.
The effort.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm familiar. I'm comfortable with this level of effort. And maybe in some other instances, it actually yielded what I thought it was going to yield.
Enough.
But not for the next level. And everything right now, like I'm on a big gamble, hot dice, CeeLo, craps, three card Monty. Yeah. ball under the. I am on all of that.
Yeah.
In terms of trying to change the trajectory of my family.
Yes, Lord.
And the scarier part is my family in the house and my family extended are all in on me doing this for our family. So that burden is like,
I can't mess this up.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Why y'all trust me like this, though?
Hey, listen.
Why?
Good problem to have.
Yeah.
It means you're proven. You're worthy. You understand? I saw, man, I was speaking on Sean's episode that ran back. Timely again with this whole conversation this week. That outside source of belief, that outside source of trust, that outside push of what you waiting on, I see you doing it. We're just waiting on you to put the foot in front of the other foot. Let's go. Let's do it. Sometimes hearing that is enough to rattle the cage and make you get the move. Just like you said, I've only been able to do this much and it panned out every time. I made the money. I made the level of success. Well, now you're shooting for the stars, but you're around here doing earthly effort. That's not going to work. That's not going to work. And I'm talking to me. I'm still on a health journey. My health journey stagnant because I'll take two steps and my celebration will knock me back a step. I can say I'm better off than some of the shortcomings I've had with it.
Right.
So I've progressed. I am healthier than I was a year ago, but I'm still not at the goal that I set for myself. Yeah. So now you're like, oh, I tried and did all I can. No, you have not. You're still rested. If you're rested, then there's some more time you can sacrifice somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm still on some of these social media platforms too frequent, you know, and you justify it with, well, you know, with what I do and what I got going on, it's my source, man. It's kind of my R&D. I got to research this and I got to check the climate and the temperature. Yeah. That's an excuse.
Yeah.
Trade that time.
Yeah. We can't be so busy evaluating other content. We're not getting the content out.
Right.
Me specifically.
Right.
Man, that's another revelation in real time is talking about the effort that I exerted. And my only reference is corporate because that's where I've demonstrated success.
Yeah.
But that wasn't vision.
Right.
That was in some cases arbitrary goals and very surface goals, right? And as they're achieved, they're celebrated. And I think that got me a little inching further off the course of what my purpose is. I'm thankful for it because everything that I learned in corporate is another part of the burden on me is I have no excuses how to run a business.
Right.
I have no excuses how to write proposals, none of that. So it's literally me picking the wrong activities intentionally as to why I haven't grown this summer like I wanted to.
Right.
But I think this is the first time in my life where I'm all in on a vision.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I don't believe it would have happened at any other point in my life now for the impact that I believe I'm called to have. We're called to have on this platform. And that's humbling.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So staying on the worthiness side, like we're experts at beating ourselves up.
Yeah.
What do you think, if it's applicable, what do you think has been your resistance to feeling worthy about a thing that clearly you're deserving of?
Past mistakes. I feel like some mistakes I've made in my life, I feel like I've deemed them to be so drastic that I use those mistakes to place a ceiling on my progression, you know? And so it's like, how dare you think you'll rise above this ceiling and you've done this, this, and this in the past? You understand? So that's my biggest downfall or setback. To be transparent, my wife and I had a conversation one day and she asked me, do I ever feel like I'm holding back for my current children in my household for fear of feeling like I didn't apply that effort to my first children from my first marriage or my first children from my first marriage? And I hate to say first and second as though I'm ranking my children, but that was a phase of my life.
Yeah.
Right. So my older children versus my current younger children. Do I hold back? Do I not do some things or take some trips or some experiences for them for fear of feeling like I'm having a favorite or showing favoritism? And I don't. I analyzed it. I was trying to see if I was doing it without knowing I was doing it.
Yeah.
And I can honestly say I don't operate like that. I go all out. I do feel guilt that I feel like I'm a far better father now than I've ever been in my life. But that's because of the mistakes I made with my older children.
Yeah.
It led me.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
Me too, feeling like I don't ever want to see myself or operate in that space again. Therefore, this is a better decision for me.
Yeah.
Then it has nothing to do with the outside telling you, because the outside are pros. I've never seen so many perfect parents in my entire life, you know, until you look at what's going on at that household. But so now mistakes that haunt me, I make certain that I times 10 that in the right direction, though. So I feel like my unworthiness, back to the question, is rooted in my mistakes. I feel like I'm almost afraid to celebrate too loudly on look how good or how well I'm doing this thing.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So I think that's it.
Very similar for me in that I don't like to highlight anything I'm doing.
Yeah.
And I see me telling somebody about what I'm doing.
Right.
In any manner, as humbly as I can, as me trying to highlight. Right.
Yeah.
And I know it's doing me a disservice, but I think you can almost, I conflate humility and testimony.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Because the testimony is helpful to those that hear it and process it the right way. Everybody's going to process whatever you do and say through their lens.
I promise.
I'm learning to release my attachment to a responsibility of that.
Yeah.
Like I don't think I necessarily change who I am from my perspective. But I know I adjust tone and speech to be mindful of whoever's in the room or whoever I think is in earshot.
Right.
And it's not, I don't know what it is. I can't say what it's not or what it is, but that's just who I've been. Like I'm always considering the room.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And if I feel like how I feel is too controversial, then most likely I'll mind my tongue.
Yes. Right?
As to not offend. But the truth offends.
Yes. Yes, it will.
Success offends.
Yes, it will.
Failure offends me. So somebody's going to be offended in all of this, right?
I promise.
And for me to limit the vision to my, like I said before, limit the vision to my bank account, to who I am as a resource and what's immediately in my reach, not the people around me, but what I can physically do in 24 hours, and a concern that somebody's going to process it differently than what I said.
Mm-hmm.
I'm letting all of that go.
Don't listen. I not to interrupt you, but I want you to hold that. Don't go too deep into that thought. Our next episode, you're going to need that. You're going to need that
True.
Don't dig too deep right there.
True.
We're going to unpack that some more. I'm glad you said that. That universe working.
Yeah.
That universe is working.
I think another piece of it is your circle.
Yes. Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I don't know when the last time I said it, but you know, it's a quote that I post quarterly. I reside in the circle of winners. We celebrate each other often. Right? And like, that's the qualification for me to, for you to be in my circle or me to remain in the circle we were in, however you want to frame it. Like,
this is the criteria.
I can't be around people that are intimidated by what they think I'm accomplishing, whether they understand the burden of it or not.
Right.
I want everybody to win. And part of the frustration for me is I think it's my responsibility for everybody to win.
Because it's hard. It's hard for me to love and care about you and not see you at your best. You understand that? That bothers me, you know? And so that's why I've said it and said it. I'm mindful of who I allow to get there, because once you there, let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go. What you got? What you need?
Yeah,
what
yeah.
we doing?
Yeah.
No. Try this. What you think about this? I'm bouncing ideas. You bouncing ideas off me. And now other friends, other people in the circle, they're like, man, I saw y'all did this. I still have childhood friends that hit me in the inbox right now and be like, hey, man, I saw that last discussion. What you think about this? This took place in my classroom today. This happened at my office today. My wife just said this to me last night. What do you think about this? And before you know it, again, that's just something more being in tap with people that you could have held that information. It's like, no, I'm not going to give you this. You might take this and run with it. But I want you to win. You want me to win. I want you to get better in your relationship. I want you to get better as a father. And without us talking about it, it's mistakes I still make to this day.
Yeah.
And you see it. Man, won't you ask your son this and see how he feel about this? I didn't think about that. Thank you.
Yeah.
So that's priceless.
The process is driving me to that, man. And that's what another shameless plug that the book does. Dear Son, 20 Life Prompts That Facilitate Effective Parenting is the title of the book. It's an ebook. But it forces the reader, it gives the reader my thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Then it kind of quickly transitions them to process how they feel about what the topic was.
Right.
And do some exercises.
Yes.
Right. Do some exercises for you and then have a conversation with your children.
Please.
Right. Because that's the essence of this is connecting generations, bridging the gap, restoring relationships, up the family tree and down.
Please.
To create a standard for what happens when we're not here.
Right.
Right. Because when I was on the podcast last night, we were talking about relationships with fathers. That was the theme of it. Dope podcast, The Exchange Place,
mm-hmm.
or The Exchange. I'll make sure it's corrected in the notes. But I was telling a story about how me and my dad are working throughout, like restoring our relationship, rebuilding, creating a relationship. You know, that process probably started two or three years ago. And that was 20 years of missed opportunity.
Right.
And I'm keenly aware of the blessing that is to still have an opportunity, because many don't.
Right.
For more severe relationship strains, death, yes. all of the above,
yes.
people don't have access to have these conversations. But my dad had some documentation on his family tree that went back to somewhere between 1840 and 1860.
Wow.
It was like this handwritten, this person is this. This was their son. This was the day they were born. They died or whatever the occupation uh-huh. was. And I'm looking at it. I was like, there's never been in the documentation he has a father, a man that had a father and a son alive at the same time.
All the way back to 1800.
He didn't have a grandfather. I don't think his dad met his dad's dad, like right. grandfather.
Right.
Until me.
Wow.
Now, again, what happened before that, but in terms of written record, this is the first time that we're aware that John's man
yeah.
has a father and a son alive at the same time.
Wow.
And my dad has always said, like, man, I wish you could have met my father, because I think you would have understood me. And that's what he knew of the 20 years that he was alive, my dad's life.
Right.
No telling
prior right.
another 24, whatever he would be now. Like missing those parallel discussions, the parallel viewpoints of three generations, I think is real important. I want to do a series on that, because I'm really, when people talk about their granddad, I really be like, man, what's that like?
Man.
Like,
I had time with mine on my paternal, my maternal.
Yeah.
That was a whole nother problem. And I think he's still alive. It just was a situation. You know what
I mean? Yeah, my mom's dad walked down on them, and I've said it a few times, somewhere between 5 and 7.
Yeah.
Like I'm going to the store.
Yeah.
And they found him again with another family years later.
Yeah. Same.
And my mom treated the other children like family.
How she made. Hey.
I was like, hey. I've never seen the guy. He's dead now. Yeah. I've never seen, like, and I don't have any, I'm not dismissive of it.
Yeah.
But you, I mean. But
nah. Right. I get it.
I mean, you beat the pavement on some.
Right.
This is not even a thing to work out or for us to determine that we're not compatible.
Right.
And have a separate, no, I'm out.
Right. Right. Without that explanation. Yeah. So to that point, a lot of people, there's a lot of, and rightfully so, I'm not shaming people for saying this, but there's a movement, there's a lot of speeches and memes going out and around that says, when Big Mama dies, so does the family. You know, I feel like we could fix it.
Yeah.
We have to put the work in. To that point, my family reunion on my dad's side is roughly a month and a half from now. I went through a period in my first marriage where I missed it every year because of some misunderstandings within my first marriage, right? So when that marriage ended, one of the first things I picked up, I started back going to my family reunion every year, back to back to back to back. Felt great. I hadn't done that since I was a kid. Mm. So now we're in charge of it, my generation, our elderly uncles, everybody. They've passed the torch, if you will. We kind of took it, but they passed it. So now we're responsible for everything. We book the venues. We cook. We get the materials, et cetera. Love it. Last 2 years in a row, I missed it. I missed the year before last because of some overbooking idea within my family that I had going on. And last year, bumped heads with my dad a month before the family reunion. And I was so furious and agitated and angry about it. I missed my family reunion due to it because I knew he was going to be there and I didn't want to rush into the conversation that I knew he was going to want to have right there. Like, let's sit down and talk about this thing. I felt like it was going to be a brush over and I want an in-depth conversation for us to really unhash or unpack everything that took place. Like, I need you to understand what happened. We need to discuss why it happened, you know? And so this year, come hell or high water,
be there.
We're going to be there.
Dope.
We there. So,
dope. Man, I haven't been to a family reunion. This is going to sound crazy. I don't know that I've been to a family reunion with my family. We've married 18 years, maybe early on, right? Mm-hmm. And I shouldn't say it because we've had family gatherings, but like big family, everybody's there.
Yeah.
I don't know when the last time, like I probably wouldn't recognize 80% of my dad's family.
Man.
If they rang the doorbell.
Wow.
And it's not a fault of my dad. And my when COVID hit, my dad put together a virtual family reunion and that was cool.
Yeah.
And we didn't run with the torch. Like, and I accept my responsibility because there's no reason for not running with it. We're all responsible adults. Also, there was no muscle memory. There was no standard aside from that.
It was new.
And my dad was, you know, he's getting up in age. So it's not even a responsibility that he should have.
Right.
But I guess collectively, my generation has assumed that it's not important because we didn't see it. And I don't even think I'm overstepping by saying that, but how does something that you like, that's not a norm, that's not a behavior, it's not something that you normally see.
Yeah.
Like, how do you miss it?
Right. You don't, you just don't.
How do you miss it?
You don't.
So even that, man, just the, like that, maybe that's an unworthiness thing, right? Just the embarrassed, like to me, it's embarrassing not to be able to explain my family to my children. I don't even know. I don't know where to start. And that's the thing. That's the thing for a lot of things in my life, man. It's I double down on what I do well.
Yeah.
Information I have and I know that I can go get and I can put together, but the I don't know stuff.
What we're talking about it for? I don't know it.
I don't know. And sometimes I don't feel compelled to actually go figure a thing out.
Reach out on your level and see. All it takes is if there's 3 to 5 of y'all feel that same way. I was thinking the same thing, cuz.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk. Let's put something together. Let's reach out. Let's get some phone numbers. Let's get some email addresses. Let's get some social media accounts. That's what we're struggling with right now. We're trying to get our numbers back up.
Right.
It's growing slowly, slowly. We're trying to figure out what is it going to take? What's going to be the breaking point? What's the snap to be like, listen, a death, we flood the rafters. Joyous occasion. Everybody's healthy. Everybody's alive. Check in.
Right.
Let's pick a weekend if that weekend doesn't work to get everybody there, at least 90%.
Right.
You know, there'll never be 100. Well, I hate to be that negative guy. Perhaps you can make 100 one year or 1 out of 5 years, but it's worth the effort to even give it a shot. Think about it. 5 of y'all thinking the exact same thing. And I was waiting on somebody to do it. Right. Just tell me when and where and I'm there. Some people are just not planners. We are learning that as well. You know what I mean? We're dealing with that. So that could be the same in your family.
Yeah. Man, well, I appreciate the ear. I appreciate the conversation. Like we really be working through stuff. Really. We really be working through stuff in these conversations, man. Yeah. But I just want to make sure the takeaway, like, guys, you are worthy. I mean, if there's behaviors that you know you need to change, you're still accountable to make those changes to be better and position yourself for the thing that you want or you know you deserve. But we can't stop. We got to stop running from the idea or the notion that we don't deserve a thing and stand in the funk and maintaining an attitude, a lower level of expectation, a lower level of drive, because we feel like there's some, like you said, this ceiling that we've created.
Right.
In a lot of cases. Yes. I'm not talking about circumstances beyond your control, but like you got to get out of the funk of I don't deserve this because I didn't deserve it in another part of my life.
Right.
That's what growth is about. Right. So if somebody that saw you 15 years ago and now sees you 15 years later, they shouldn't recognize you by your behavior.
Right.
You may look the same.
Right.
You may be a little smaller, a little bigger.
Right.
Like, but because your behaviors at 30 shouldn't be your behaviors at 40, right? Even if you were the most mature.
Right.
You got to grow, yeah. Right? And if you were on that trajectory, you'll be even more mature.
Yes.
40, 50, 60, and so on. But that's just my call to action is identify those places where you feel like you're unworthy in life. Write them down if you have to. Put them in front of your face somewhere where you can see it and start trying to justify why you're actually not worthy for that. That's going to give you a list. That's going to give you some actions either way.
Right.
Because you're either going to realize that you are, or you're going to list all the things that you still believe you haven't corrected that are preventing you from getting to that place.
True.
All of it is valuable.
All.
You're worthy, my brothers.
Yeah.
You are worthy. We ain't shouted out. I don't think we shout out businesses last couple podcasts.
No.
As always, like I said, got to do more.
Yeah.
Talking about what I do, what we do here, Dear Son, get your merch.
Yeah.
The DearSonPodcast.com has everything. Everything is on the landing page. There's the script tee. This tee will be up. The Dear Son Show will be up. The original tee is up. The ebook is up.
Yeah.
We got action.
Action.
We got action.
And movement.
Movement.
You can have action with no movement. We have action and movement.
Jumping jacks and action.
Yeah.
Typically end when you start. Typically end when you start, man.
Yeah.
And that's a good point, man. I got to get off the treadmill.
Please.
Start running in the streets again.
Yeah.
Not in them streets.
Oh, no.
Metaphor.
No. Please.
Please joke, no. The joke for me is I always run in the treadmill because I need to be finished in the same place I start.
When it's over, it's over right then.
Mile half, mile one, mile four.
Yeah.
Start and stop the same place. That's my goal. But flexion.
Flexion Chiropractic. exertion diagnostics, flexicity. We're growing, man.
Okay,
we're growing.
Okay.
We're growing. We're growing. This has been a great summer. Like I said, just vision.
Yeah.
Visions are more clear now than they've been in a long time, if ever. I don't want to say ever and put myself in a box, but I probably could get away with saying ever.
I'm extremely comfortable with saying ever as an absolute.
Yeah.
Because again, I know the effort that I didn't put out before.
Man.
LoveKeishaJStudios.com. Yeah. LoveKeishaJStudios.com. My wife is a wearable arts artist and home decor specialist.
And she good at it.
And I'm going with that right now.
She good at it.
I'm going with that right now. But it's
yeah.
She's finding her place in that industry.
Yeah.
It will be in the past when the show airs, but we'll be at Dallas Black Expo this weekend. So looking forward to that. She's getting invites to be in future events because people are seeing her stuff.
Yes.
It's cool, man. It's fun.
Yeah, I love it.
It's fun. I don't know which one of us is more impatient about getting where we know we're supposed to be, but it's a beautiful thing. My children, Eli wants to start his clothing brand.
Let's go.
He's serious about it.
Let's go.
Eden has several businesses.
I believe it.
The Garden of Eden is one of the ideas she has with soaps and candles and things like that. So
yeah.
Something's, they're catching something.
I love it.
And it's holding us accountable, man. Holding us accountable. Big shout out to Forgiving AF Podcast, Sean Surfer, Second Chance Mentors.
Man.
I know you want to do some mentor work. I do as well.
Yes.
But I think I'm gonna challenge you to force that conversation. Let's get on it.
I accept.
Because it's there.
I accept.
It's right there.
Sean, first week of August. I'm calling you.
It's out there.
I'm calling.
Oh, how did I miss this? I think it was by design, so it wouldn't jinx. This is episode 75.
Come on, 75.
This is episode 75. I'm glad I didn't say it at the
75?
Beginning. Because the sound would have failed. Yeah. Something would have happened.
Yeah.
But nah, yeah, this is episode 75, man.
Yeah.
I wish I had the count of, when did we say you came in, 42?
Yeah, 41, 42.
Yeah. The other piece of it is, in terms of content, so structured episodes like this is number 75. But there are 8 other pieces of content because I had the series with women that I didn't count numerically.
Right.
And then the identity event, I had actually branded that as part 1 of 4, part 2 of 4. It's actually 5. And I figured it out editing. I was like, wait a minute. We got a whole,
whole nother segment.
So what's that? 9 plus 74 is what? 83. This will be the 84th piece of full length content.
Yeah.
But I'm still counting the celebration by the numerical podcast.
100, we're doing something ridiculously stupid.
Big way. And then
on site.
That may
on the top of
up.
A mountain, on a beach, somewhere. We're doing something live.
So
I'm allergic to sand, though, so we can't do the beat.
And I don't like saltwater.
That's what I tell my wife.
Tell my face. Can we get there by October, November? There's a chance. So October, November, I've been challenged. I've had enough confirmations to solidify an event, like an experience. And a conversation I had with, it's Philip. Philip's been on the show earlier today. Like, we figuring out the money piece.
Let's go.
Sponsorships and all of that. So again, I apologize for limiting this vision to my bank account. That's not how any vision works.
Right.
And I'm off that.
Let's go.
I'm off that.
Let's go.
I'm bursting at the seams to talk about what we talked about earlier, but it's not for that. But I do want to give you your flowers because my brother called me, pulled my car earlier today. He was saying, I'm going to help you. And I was telling him how he wasn't or why he shouldn't.
Right. Right.
He was like, no. Give me the information I'm asking for so we can action.
And let's go. Yeah.
Like, but then that means you helping me. Like, what is that? But no, we on it. So
yeah.
I don't know. That could be a goal though. I do want to start going to 2 episodes a week.
Let's go. Let's go. It can happen.
It could.
It's not like we live across town from each other and can't patch up. Hey,
it could very well happen.
7 days in a week, 24 hours per day. What are we talking about?
It could very well happen. So definitely leaving that in.
Yeah.
We're going to get to it. But event October, November, I got to reconfirm the dates I opened that I asked about.
Yeah.
And we started putting the budget together at the table. Like, this is not, it's not a lot. It's a challenge for me to do it in until some things turn around.
Right.
Like that's big.
We about to get on the game. Yeah. About to get on the game.
Yeah, but it's happening, man. So what else we got? Like, share, subscribe again.
Yep. Like, share, subscribe. Stop letting your mistakes cancel you out. There was one point in your life where you didn't know how to read. If you would have beat yourself up about it and just let that be that, you wouldn't be able to read right now. I know that sounds simple and barbaric. Sometimes simplicity is the key. If I would have gotten frustrated at my level of reading as a child.
Yeah.
If I would have gotten frustrated with my level of or lack of financial literacy fresh out of college.
10 years ago for me.
So if I'm 30 years old and people my age doing this and this and this, if you quit right there, my life didn't get like it is now until I turned 40 years old. I'm deep in my 40s now, though. Deep.
Man.
Deep in my 40s.
Do you want to talk degree of difficulty? Learning to walk.
Learning to walk. Learning.
I don't know what compares with that in terms of degree of difficulty and stage of life.
Yeah.
You literally fall for several months. But I'm going to do this.
I'm going to do this.
Because I must.
Sidebar, I bought me some skates. I'm learning how to skate.
We're going to end that before that even come my way. We appreciate you guys. God bless you. Peace. I don't even want that information.
Listen. I bought me some skates. They just got there 3 days ago.
I don't want the information.
I put one skate on and one shoe and I almost fell nonstop. I was falling all over the place.
As you should, sir.
6, 7, 8. I just pull it out and count for nothing when I'm feeling great. Give my baby little more.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.